For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
My name is Alan Bean. I'm Executive Director of Friends of Justice. We're a criminal justice reform organization in Tulia, Texas. I'm also President of the Drug Policy Forum of Texas.
Alan, I've been reading your news reports on what's been happening up in Tulia. Why don't you inform my listeners about what's going on?
Friday, Tom Coleman was found guilty on one count of aggravated perjury, specifically with lying about when he knew that charges had been filed against him back in 1998. The jury then opted to give Mr. Coleman a 7-year probated sentence, so he won't be doing any prison time. The judge has indicated that he will go along with the jury's recommendation on that.
But does that provide closure for all those people who were arrested on Tom Coleman's word?
It didn't seem to for those who were present in the courtroom. Freddie Brookins Jr. and his father, Freddie Brookins Sr., were probably the most philosophical. They saw it as at least partial vindication. They were very pleased that Coleman was convicted at any rate, even though he didn't do any prison time. Several of the other defendants, however, were visibly upset. They really felt that the seriousness of what Coleman had done in Tulia hadn't been grasped by the jury, that they obviously had no clue, and they didn't take much satisfaction away from the trial.
Insofar as his testimony, when he helped to send these people to trial, the statute of limitations had expired on that?
That's right. He couldn't be indicted for his testimony at the actual trials. They really had to take statements that he had made at evidentiary hearings in the spring of 2003. Because the defense chose to attack those evidentiary hearings, and the idea of bringing in a bunch of Yankee lawyers from New York City and Washington, D.C. to tell Texans how to do law, that allowed Rod Hobson, the state prosecutor, to go into a lot of those trials and to read some transcript materials and things of that nature. And he was able to bring in some of the findings of facts and conclusions of law from the evidentiary hearings in 2003 as well. So they covered a lot of ground as far as the Tulia drug sting was concerned, a lot more than they probably should have if Tom Coleman's defense team had been more interested in defending him rather than bashing the evidentiary hearings.
Tom Coleman's lawyers argued that he be treated special because he had served the community as a cop. Should be a great show this week on Cultural Baggage when our guest will be Steve Bloom. He's the editor of the newly revamped High Times magazine. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.